guys. Welcome to a brand new episode of Ism Radio. We are here ready to make it do what it do. Today's show is brought to you by giftedandlit.com. Attention parents and teachers, are you tired of your children listening to music that glamorizes drug use and negative stereotypes? If so, check out Gifted and Lit. It's an award-winning education program that uses hip-hop to teach children mathematics, science, language, arts, and much more. Go to giftedandlit.com to get their program today, ladies and gentlemen. So we're here with my lovely co-host. We have Miss Bree Aria over here. How are you, Bree?
I'm lovely.
Is it a shades day today, Bree?
You know what? It wasn't supposed... No, let me take my shades off for y'all. I'm just a little lethargic today.
Why are you lethargic today, Bree?
I don't know. You know what? I am. I'm having like crazy back problems.
Oh, damn.
And don't everybody flood my DM.
Nigga blowing that back out. You know, I can already hear niggas.
With all the, like, do this and bend over like that and go get some of this. I don't need no tussing. I'm okay. But my back have been hurting. It's been keeping me up at night.
So, y'all, let's keep breathing the prayers.
Yes, sir.
And over here, we got Miss Layla with the glasses on.
Oh, I'm going to take mine off, too. At some point.
Lord. Like, she's been somewhere drinking.
No, you know what's weird, Bree?
I've been drinking.
I've been feeling really sluggish too.
Man,
what is in the air?
What's wrong with y'all?
Maybe it was that blood moon.
I think so. Cause it's not my period. I'm like, right. Normally, you know, I'll get tired, but that's nowhere near. So I'm like, why am I so tired? It's weird. Yeah, shit, and that's a little too much info. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, whatever. Narcotics, y'all asses out here smoking.
Ain't
in the streets.
Nobody smoking no narcotics.
Y'all on that flocka.
The Red Bull.
I know they get some Red Bull.
Yeah, that give you energy. That give you wings.
Man. So we're here, family, ready to chop it up with you guys. Shout out to everybody in the chat room. A lot of stuff going on out here in the streets. One thing people are talking about is Chris Brown.
Oh, man.
Ain't that crazy?
Man, I told people they were going to go after Chris Brown. They got him in Paris. Now, have y'all heard the details, Bree? What's the details about what happened in Paris?
So, apparently, he invited some girls back to his hotel room like all of y'all do, all of these entertainers do. And they had a good time. Something happened. It had absolutely nothing to do with Chris. Right? So all of these allegations come out about him raping some girl and physically putting his hands on her. And the girl that they claim, because of course the media didn't release her name for whatever reason, but the girl that they were claiming came out with a statement and was like, no, that's not what happened. None of that happened. She was like, I did get into it with someone. It had nothing to do with Chris' party. She's like, I didn't get raped. Stop DMing me. Stop sending me all of these different messages.
Now, was that the girl? Because she said she was there, I think, because I'm hearing so many different stories. Mm-hmm. I'm hearing that wasn't the actual girl that the charges were about, but she was another girl who was there. So she said nothing happened.
With the picture they showed?
It's Kim very Ford. Confusing.
It is a confusing story.
Yeah.
But he was also dating another girl named Tamika that was actually in town as well, and he was with her 3 days after the rape allegations. So he's supposedly dating this other girl, but then raped another girl 3 days before, which was weird too.
Yeah, so you know, it's bogus. The bottom line is this shit sounds real bogus. Yeah.
He just got the rights.
He got his masters. Yeah, he got his masters. Yeah, but I told people that they were going to get him next because they were already plotting. Because Chris is a thorough business guy. You know, Chris owns a lot of Burger King restaurants. He owns a whole chain of those. And, you know, Chris is about his business. And also, Chris has a lot of hit records.
Man.
I mean, a lot of string of joints.
Yeah.
So he uses that to leverage a lot of good deals. And whenever you have black young artists leveraging good deals, leveraging their hits to their advantage, all of a sudden we have these janky-ass charges that's popping up. So it's real funny style what's happening with this guy.
It's kind of scary, too.
It is very scary.
Because they said they have 2 days to figure it out if they want to charge him or let him go.
Yeah.
And then after that, if they do charge him, he has to stay in France.
Yeah.
That's
like
real
up
shit.
To a year, because it's going to take a while to get the trial and everything.
And what's interesting, Roman Polanski is in France. That's where Roman Polanski is. And Roman Polanski had those rape charges out here that he has escaped justice from. And
is that the cook, the chef?
No. Roman Polanski, he raped somebody in the 70s.
Oh.
He's that director, very, very respected director. So he's been on a fugitive from the U.S. justice system for decades, and he lives in France, and because he's a French national, so they won't extradite him over here. So,
wow.
People in the chat room said Chris has already been released. Okay, so we're gonna find him.
Good.
That's good.
I mean, it's developing, so
yeah. But you know, we know they were already trying to get at Chris when they. Y'all remember about a year ago, they did that at his house. Some white girl was there
talking about
Chris pulled a gun on her and all that. And then they had helicopters all over the neighborhood.
Oh,
remember
yeah.
Remember that? Yeah.
Chris need to slow down on these hoes, though, because...
It ain't even that. You know what I'm saying? They just trying to do something. They'll pin anything on.
Yeah, but right. Still...
You need to stay away.
Because
you know they're going
to
do that.
A level of discernment for him and the people that's around him. Like, yeah, you're an entertainer. You don't need to have random bitches come home with you every night.
Nah, not randoms.
Yeah, somebody said he just posted on Instagram. Let me see what he posted.
What did he say? Something. I'm out, nigga.
I know.
He like, they can't hold me. All of this is a lie.
Yeah.
Right.
The truth gonna come out.
They always try to get the talented one.
Yeah, let me see what Chris says.
It ain't even that he's talented. I think it's the
message. Okay, this is the this bitch lying. Shout out to Breezy. Chris tweeted, put on Instagram, this bitch lying.
She sure is.
Man.
Especially if you go back to somebody's hotel room at like 2 in the morning. Like, if you know you're not down... And I'm not
Don't go, because ain't nothing happening.
At 2.
What you think y'all about to go do?
Twitter Man. Thumbs, play double dutch. What else can you do at 2 a.m.?
So y'all, he says, I want to make it perfectly clear. This is false and a whole lot of cap. Never for my daughter and my family. This is so disrespectful and against my characters and morals. Okay, there you go. There you go. So yeah, hopefully Breezy will be all right, man. Shout out to Chris.
No,
we see what
they're
doing.
He probably running back to the U.S. right
Hell
now.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. But we see what they're trying to do to that brother. And, you know, hopefully my man is going to be good. So anyway, Layla, what else is happening out here in these internet streets?
Okay. You know, we only come here once a week. It's not old, but it's just, it's still going on. The Soulja Boy movement.
Okay.
What y'all think about the Soulja Boy movement and about, you know, how he went on the Complex.
Breakfast Club.
That was a good interview,
Yeah,
though.
That
Did
was a very good
that?
Interview.
He's a damn idiot.
He was funny.
Yeah, but people need to quit, put some respect on his name.
For
that's
sure.
That's what he needs. That's what
For
he's saying.
For sure. For sure. I didn't like the fact that when he went on that Complex show, the girl was like, how many businesses? And why do you have so many businesses? And everybody's calling her coon and...
Yeah.
You know, what do you think about that? Like, how some of us black people don't have the mentality to think that we should be doing multiple businesses. Because that's what the white people do.
Right.
That's what you
they
do.
Just, yeah. But they just see people like him acting up and feel embarrassed.
Yeah,
because he's one of us.
Yeah, because, you know, Soulja Boy does some goofy shit. You know, he does goofy shit. So he brings a lot on himself. You know, he gets on the internet with guns and all that old goofy shit.
Then
he starts claiming all these wild stories. Like he shot
what y'all think
all
about
these
the
niggas.
Stories?
Some niggas came in. And I was like, then I jumped through the roof like Rambo. And I'm like, okay,
oh, I
nigga.
Seen that.
All right,
it was like $1 million.
Yeah,
and with this business deal, and it's hard to take him serious.
That's the thing, and that's what I'm saying. Even though you know he's done some good things, I give him that, but he's. He's told some tall tales, and once you start doing
some tall tales,
I don't want to say lies. Beyond lies. That nigga said he got like a $400 million deal from somebody.
Oh, it's beyond lies.
Yeah, that's a beyond a lie. That's just a tall ass tale, right? Oh my God, dude.
One.
Beats by Dre barely got that.
Okay,
and now this
right.
nigga talking about he got a $400 million deal with $1 billion in stock. You know? Come on, dude. Come on.
Come on.
He brings a lot of the negativity to himself. But the nigga is entertaining.
He's
very entertaining. Yeah. And I give that to him.
How's he justifying his comeback, though? I like the fact that
he has
a comeback now. But
how's he drop it? Ain't he about to drop an album or did he?
He said he has a single deal, I think.
Yeah, he did.
A single deal.
What you think? That's how you release a single.
Yeah.
Man,
shout out to Soulja.
We should get him on the show.
We should.
So he should come in here, act a fool in here.
I know.
Yes. Gucci bag.
Isambot be toe up. But yeah, we were like, we'll have Soulja Boy.
Come on through,
holler.
Act the family.
And chop it up with us.
That'd be cool.
Bree, what's happening out here, dear?
Hey, Kimora Lee still ain't no punk.
No, what's she up to?
She never been a punk.
Shorty, Kimora Lee got into it with a chick in L.A. over a parking spot, and they boxed.
Oh, damn. She was
Kimora, is she in her 40s?
Yeah.
I think she might be late 40s, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, mean, you know, my mama was still whooping hoes up.
Yeah, my mama was still
in her 40s. Yeah, so.
Wow.
I don't put it past her, but like, when the last time you boxed over a party? Like, it's 2019. Like, let that
shit go. I know somebody
go.
That just did that. It was a dude, though.
Fighting over parking?
Yeah. He was on the phone, and he was in the middle of it. Yeah, it's crazy. People doing that right now. Yeah.
Is life that fucking straight? Why you just can't move on?
Because like, there's a lot of road raging. You know, people be trying to.
Especially in L.A., though.
Yeah.
Bree,
yeah.
You know damn well you been boxed over. You Bree gonna let that go? Bree, you gonna let that go? I can't see you.
No,
let
I'm
that
boxing
go.
The next person that hit me, though. No bullshit. I put that on my unborn child. Lord. The next person that I have accident and they hit me, I'm whooping their ass.
Oh,
I'm
my
sorry.
God.
Been,
I see, I knew it.
Too many times.
Layla, what else is happening out here?
Oh, my God. Okay, so Future, he has a new album out called The Wizard, and he went on an interview recently. And he was just basically commenting on Ciara and Russell Wilson's relationship, saying that CeCe runs him, okay? He's like a puppet, you know? And he said that he doesn't even think that she should be allowed to even mention his name. He's like, who mentions their exes? You know what I mean?
Is she mentioning his name?
Yeah, I mean, in interviews, if people ask about him, yeah.
Okay.
She doesn't, like, you know, do it on purpose, but if she's asked, then she's speaking on it for sure.
Let me see that. Hey, what's up? Who's calling?
Hey, how's it going, Flex? How's it going? Hey. How's it going, Bree? How's it going, Layla? This is Tyler from Chicago.
How you doing?
What's going on?
Man, I need y'all help. It's 2019, and I have not been stepping up in that thing proper.
What's been going on with you? What happened, brother?
Man, I've been talking to this one chick maybe about a month or so. And, you know, it got time to do the two. And, you know, when we got ready to do it, she flipped out on me. Now, I believe it's my fault. Just a bit about me. I have irritable bowel syndrome.
Okay, nigga.
So every time I...
Okay, nigga. Hold
Wait, no. Please,
go ahead.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
No. Every time I use the bathroom, after I wipe my butt, I leave a little piece of tissue in there. Just because I don't want shit to be leaking out my ass. It sounds nasty, but it's some real clean shit. So I'm talking to this girl. It's her birthday. She said, hey, look, I want you to wash me up in the shower. Now, I just got through taking a shit. I wasn't planning on hopping in the shower with her. So she hops in the shower. I proceed to wash off, et cetera, et cetera. She put that ass in my face and flexed. I couldn't help but get in the shower. So I got in the shower with old girl.
Get out of here, you
under
damn
the
nigga.
Guy, I'm just going to wash up. But, you know, I'm like,
all right. I don't
get out of here, you damn nigga.
Wait.
I don't want to hear all that.
I want to hear that.
One more time.
Get out of here, you damn nigga.
Get out of here.
I did not
want
to hear that shit either.
All right.
I
want to
hear it.
Hello, who's calling? Lord. Hey.
Hey, what's going on? How y'all doing? What's up, ladies? What's up, Bree? What's up, Layla? What's up, T2?
How you doing?
Hey, what's up, brother? How you doing,
sir? What's up, bro? How you
doing? Turn
the
computer.
Right. Turn.
God damn, it's so loud. Turn the God computer down, so brother. There you go. You
Hello?
Good? All right, there you go. What's your name again, brother?
Oh, this is Steve calling from Compton, but I live in Dallas right now.
Oh, I remember you, brother. What's going on with you?
How you feeling? How you feeling, man? Hey, I got two quick questions. One, man, my baby girl just turned one last week, you know what I'm saying? And I wanted to know, you know what I'm saying, with you having a girl first, how did you look at the game, you know what I'm saying? Because with this past year, I really ain't been focusing on no relationship, you know what I'm saying? I really been just focusing on her, you know what I mean? I'm in love, you feel me? But now she won and I got a routine down. I'm trying to get in the game, you feel me? And I came from an era where I'm not used to that moist shit, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of these females, they attracted to that now. You know what I'm saying? The femininity of a man. You know, they, for some reason, women are now attracted to that. So I want to know how, you know what I'm saying, how to approach the game now.
Now, what's the relationship with you and your daughter's mother?
Oh, we cool. We, you know what I'm saying? We established before she got here, we just going to co-parent, you know what I'm saying? We didn't see eye to eye when it comes to handling business. So we just decided that we going to, you know what I'm saying, focus on her, and that's been it. We have a great relationship, you know what I'm saying? The communication is great.
Right. So, yeah, if you want, and you're down in Dallas, it's a lot of Thoreau sisters down in Dallas. You got to get with somebody who's like, I would say, you know, out of college, somebody who pretty much got their career going right now. Because, see, when you talk about women who like the little moist dudes. Those are like the little high school, college, early college chicks. They like that little goofball stuff. But when women get their grown woman game on, you ain't trying to look over and see a nigga in some skinny jeans and a tongue ring. You want a motherfucker who's going to kind of help out and somebody who's going to bring some tangibles to the table so y'all can build something. So you want to go with somebody.
Yeah, and that's what I'm looking for, but it ain't necessarily the moistness. It's what I'm seeing is that women are challenging men a lot. And it's like, it ain't no stay in your place type situation, but it's like, I shouldn't have to be competing with you. You know what I'm saying? If we trying to go somewhere, you feel me? And I see that a lot in relationships where the female is always the man.
Well, a lot of times when women do that on a subconscious level, that means you gotta really step your shit up. A lot of dudes, when your shit is up, when your game is up, when it's real tight, they ain't gonna really come at you like that because they know that, you know, they can be replaced, or they know that you just ain't gonna get down like that. They know that you're just not gonna even entertain that. So that means you gotta really step your shit all the way up, fam. But we're gonna discuss that. But thanks for the call. Boy, this loud phone line. So my man made a good point. So Bree, have you ever, you know, got with a guy and his shit wasn't as thorough as it should be, and you know, you would have to challenge that man. Would you do that to a certain guy?
Yes, all the time.
Like, in what ways would you challenge him?
It wouldn't necessarily be the challenge is always going to be to level up. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever you have going on, if I'm like not necessarily like going backwards to deal with you, but if I'm dealing with something that I normally wouldn't deal with because it's you,
yeah,
and you know what I'm saying, and I expect another level out of you, yeah, I'm gonna challenge you for that.
And did Fatima turn the heat back on?
I do feel hot.
You turn the heat back on, Fatima? But y'all don't understand, it'd be so goddamn hot in here.
I know. I
Fatima be having the heat.
It's making me
She gets real cold. She got two sweaters on. A choker.
I buttoned my jacket up. She just snapped on me, y'all.
And you notice, y'all notice this, like, we be having, like, dead roaches in here. That's because the motherfuckers be suffocating because Fatima has the heat on. She be killing insects.
They do need to die.
Roaches be having heat strokes in this motherfucker because of Fatima's ass. But Layla, have you been with the dude and, you know, you kind of challenged him? And he took it as disrespect. Because a lot of times dudes will take that as disrespect.
Not really. I just honestly...
You ain't do that with your baby's father.
I mean, I challenged him to not be a hoe. I mean, does that count?
I mean, I think that's every woman's challenge.
Okay, yeah. If I challenged him to not be a hoe and he failed miserably. So, I mean...
He failed the hoe test.
With flying colors, I'm telling you. So, yeah, I guess, in that case, I guess so.
Man.
But, yeah, if you can't level up, like you said, like Bree said, you know, you got to move on. You give niggas chances a lot, especially Sagittarius.
We
give lots of chances.
A couple guys.
You raised them?
For lack of a better word.
I want a detail.
No, but it's just like, you know, women mature faster than men.
That's a
known fact.
Yes.
And just this, a lot of things that you have to teach men, they don't know or understand being in a relationship or dealing with women.
Like what? What do you have to teach dudes?
Just like communication. Like, guys don't feel like they need to communicate as much as you really do need to communicate in a relationship. And young women are bad at it too. So that's
Women, you think young women are bad at it?
Yeah, some of them are, you know, seasoned, have been around older women and they understand, but it takes a while for you to get to a place where you can communicate effectively for the relationship to work.
Yeah, and Bree's right, because I just had this conversation with my friend the other day. We were saying a lot of men don't know that even before you have sex, it starts mentally.
Yes.
Like, that's what makes sex good. Mm-hmm. If you're mentally stimulated. I don't even care about all that other stuff. If you can't mentally stimulate me, it's like, it's not going, it's going to be bad.
And a lot of dudes want to know, how do you mentally stimulate?
Exactly.
Because that's the vague term.
It's okay. Yeah? I can tell you.
Okay.
Okay, so certain guys that I've dealt with, they'll just tell me, like, and I don't want to just be praised all day or anything, but they pick things about me and they point it out. Like, gosh, you're so sincere. You're like, a lot of people don't appreciate you. You're a good person. Like, stuff that I love to hear because I know that is true. You know what I mean?
Yes, yes.
Not just you're beautiful, you're pretty. Like, I mean, that's cool and all, but like, you're genuine, you're loyal, you're like, I love that shit, because a lot of people don't see that in me. So when you can point out those things, I'm like, okay, I'm mentally stimulated. Shit like that. You know what I mean? Talk about the you know, the moon and the stars and the signs and the stars. I like deep, you just, deep brothers.
Yeah, you
know,
have to be interested. I mean, it can't be like a surface interest.
Right.
Women
don't. WYD. Through a text. Okay. What you doing? What
Where
you doing?
WYA.
That shit's W-Y-O, not working.
What you on? We ain't on shit. I'm nowhere and I ain't doing nothing. Good day.
Have a nice day.
So you want a dude to just tell you the good things about yourself?
Well, not even like surface level good
like,
things.
Like niggas like,
I give you everything. Everything. What the fuck more you want out of me? Huh? What the fuck? You want me to rob the bank just to make you fucking happy, bitch?
You want niggas to tell you shit like that?
What is that?
What would be like, yes! That's exactly what I
you
want.
You want me to rob a bank, bitch?
But, but a lot of guys, you know, that I have dated, they do think that, like, material things is, like, you know, going to make me happy. And, I mean, I appreciate those things, but that's not all I appreciate.
Yeah.
So, you know, you got to do more than just surface level things to stimulate a girl.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You want to rob that bank, though. Well, yeah. I ain't going to stop you.
Man, let's see who else is on the phone. We got the phone lines cracking. Let's see. Oh. All right, who's calling? Hello?
Like the principal. All I know. Right, who's calling?
Hey.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, shit, I just hung up on it. Hello, what's up?
Hey, what up, Tariq? This is Chris, man. I'm calling you from Compton. Hi, Bree. Hi, Layla. How you guys doing today?
What's Compton's up, in the house. What's going on? A lot of Compton calling. What's up, brother? How you doing?
Everything's good, man. Just a quick question about the whole loyalty thing. Layla, I heard you just mention about being loyal. What do you consider being loyal? Like, what's loyal to your dude? What do you consider?
Good question.
Okay.
So the first thing is, like, if I'm dating a guy and let's say, and I'm just using one example, and like, let's say he just loses all his money, his job, he's just doing real bad. Me being loyal, I would stick by him and help him in any way. Like, babe, do you need me to help you find a job? Let me look online. Let me fix your resume. Let me just help you through anything that's a hard time for you. Like, if you lost a parent, let me be there for you. Because some people, like, you don't realize how many people will leave you when some shit go down. Mm-hmm. Like, if your parent died or they just leave you. You know what I mean? You got loyal means standing through the good and the bad. That's all it means. And a lot of people don't do that.
And so, Bree, what do you think loyalty is?
Oh, Lord Jesus.
I can't stand how loyal I am sometimes because I'm loyal to the wrong people.
Yep. Mm.
Just because I'm a loyal person. But, I had a moving job for 6 weeks because my boyfriend wanted to go do this job and he wanted me to go with him. So he decided that it would be a good idea if both of us made money, which it was. But I was working my ass off. I bust my ass doing this job I didn't have to do. You know what I'm saying? Just to be with my man and to be around him. And, you know, that's what he wanted me to do. And that's what, that's the decision I made. And it was always like that throughout our relationship. Like, there was never a moment where he asked me to do anything and I wasn't down to do it.
Are you filming Fast and Furious? What you doing, brother?
My man hopped on a bike.
Damn.
Well. Hey, you know the choppers in Compton. Come on, Tariq. You know the bikes be out here, man. I'm out here in traffic.
Where y'all on? You on El Segundo? Where y'all on?
Love to all of y'all.
All right, bro. What street you on? Are you on El Segundo? What street you on?
Hey, I'm rolling. I just crossed the line to roll down Central Northbound to the house. Straight up.
There you go, my man. Thanks for the call, bro.
Calling Chris.
Okay. Good point. Good point. My man was making. We're talking about loyalty.
We must do that a lot because I've done that too, Bree. I've moved for my man. I moved cross country for my man.
I
and left a job
a
and everything.
But my best friend is not like that. She do not play that
really?
Shit.
Really?
Yeah, she ain't. She got to really, really mess with you.
Oh, Sierra?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah, I done moved a couple times all across the country for my man.
Yeah, you gonna
have to. Let's move here. Okay. What you want to do?
Now, speaking of loyalty, did y'all hear about El Chapo's mistress? El Chapo's mistress got on the stand and she was kind of dry snitching a little bit.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
What's she saying? That's why she's savvy.
Yeah, the mistress was telling on some shit.
Like, what was she saying?
Well, she's like, I think she was telling where the trap house was.
Oh, no, she didn't.
She was telling, like, how he escaped, you know, when he went underground in the sewer. She explained that. So they must have got her and said, hey, bitch, you're going to get 100 of these years if you don't say nothing. It's one of them things. So the mistress flipped a little bit. So they're going to have her somewhere with a wig. And a beard on there.
Yeah, I've been too scared for that. I'm sorry.
Man, shit, she's a brave one.
Oh, you can't escape Chapo.
Hell no.
Ain't no escaping Chapo.
Wow, she's crazy as hell for that one. I don't know nothing.
Look, okay.
Man.
She lost her mind.
So, shit, pray for her. So, hopefully she get her shit together. Bree, what else is happening out here, dear?
So, apparently the election of 2020 is going to be... very interesting.
Yeah.
A lot of women have thrown their hats in the, their name in the hat. And the first one that I heard about was Miss Kamala Harris. Is Kamala?
Is it the family? Is it Kamala, like, Kamala? I don't know. I hear people use different pronunciations of it.
Well, I like Kamala.
Yeah.
But she is the Senator of California, the first African-American female Senator of California.
And let's unpack that, because... She never really identifies herself as African-American.
Yeah, because she's mixed, right?
Yeah, she's actually East Indian, and her dad is Jamaican, quote-unquote. And I say that with quotes, because he's one of them Jamaicans. A lot of people in the Caribbean, a lot of them don't view themselves as black. You understand?
Did you post that little girl?
That girl, yeah. I made that go viral. Really? It was like a little black girl talking about, I am not black. I am not black. I'm a Dominican.
I ain't black.
I don't like that black shit.
Wow.
I'm a Dominican.
I didn't see that.
You know, a lot of people in the Caribbean think like that.
That's weird.
They do not identify.
The Jamaicans I know.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
But you know, there's a like a color caste system still in Jamaica.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah,
so you have a lot of the mixed
in
ones.
In every black community, there's
yeah,
a color.
Especially
color,
on those islands.
Especially in Africa. Yeah.
Do you remember when Rihanna had to cut somebody out on Twitter when they were saying, why is your hair like African American?
She's like,
I'm black, bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy.
But with Kamala Harris, you know, her dad is one of these mixed Jamaican dudes, and she's just never identified herself with black, and she's not a friend of black society. That's another thing we gotta understand. A lot of people are putting a Bedouin thing on her. She got a white husband, so you know, that is what it is.
Okay.
But they ready to back her. You know, anybody see that color in any black person, they don't know what is going on, what her policies are, what she's gonna be running and fighting for.
Yeah, I know it's gonna be immigration. And it's going to be LGBT stuff.
Really?
Yeah, it's already that immigration thing. She's going to be big on that because her family's, they're immigrants.
Right.
So, you know, she's Obama with a dress, basically.
Yes.
Yeah, that's all it is. Obama with a dress. And black folks, we got to reject her ass because she is not a friend of black society. Her record here in California with black folks is horrible. A lot of black folks were in jail because of her. Some of her policies. Yes. Some of her policies are horrible, horrible, horrible.
So as I'm researching this, I found that somebody said, oh, she is going to be sadly mistaken when they start digging into her past. And I was like, I wonder what the hell happened. For you to be saying like she's bad news.
Man.
And she's for the Democratic Party. Yeah. It's like three other women put their name in the hats for the Democratic Party.
Yeah. And the thing is, they want us to just vote for because she looked black.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying? But when we start asking, what's she going to do for black folk? Colorblind society. It ain't about race. No, fuck that.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, we can't have it both ways. So I definitely
would like to hear what all of them have to say.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it got to be somebody other than Trump.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I would rather have Trump, an open white supremacist, than a bunch of sneaky Negroes who are backed by white supremacists just fronting.
Right.
You know, that's very dangerous. Give me an open white supremacist.
At least you know what I mean?
I don't want neither one. That's a hard decision.
See, that's the thing.
Trump got to go though.
That's the thing. They scare us. They say, okay, if you don't vote for these janky niggas over here, it's gonna be more Trump. Ooh,
right, I'm like, well, right, shit. Right, right.
All right, what's the difference? Y'all niggas ain't doing nothing, and Kamala Harris done locked up a gang of niggas.
That's very true. Yeah. It ain't no difference. Ain't no goddamn difference. I don't know why I'm so blind. I got blinded by her being of my complexion.
Yeah, they trick us into putting every a black time. Person and say, okay, this person look like you. They a minority too, yeah. So she's one of you. Yeah. And Dr. Martin Luther King birthday, come on now. That whole bullshit. Yep. That bitch should had it on. She should have had it on Gandhi's birthday. Right. That ain't got shit to do with Dr. King.
Oh, my God.
And, yeah, it's all around a Women's Day march. All of this shit, like, all of this stuff is coming out right now. I see the setup.
Yeah, so, you know, it's a finesse.
It's a finesse.
That thing is a major finesse. But, you know, I digress as far as that. Layla, what else is happening out here?
Nick Cannon did a recent interview, and he broke down why he is not mad at Big Boi for performing at Super Bowl, but he has a problem with Travis Scott. So this is the reason. He said it's all about cultural equity. Mm. So basically he said Big Boi has cultural equity and Travis Scott does not.
Okay, that makes sense.
So do you
sense.
Agree with that?
Okay. Yeah,
and then the interviewer was like, well, you know, give me more examples. And he was like, okay, you know, he's done nothing for the culture, really. You know, right, look who right. he had a baby by, right?
Then the interview, oh, damn.
Yeah, he said,
Nick went there
yes!
with it?
He went there. I was damn. So shocked. I was like, Nick.
Who was Nick's second damn. Baby mama?
But and that's the thing. That's the thing.
Who was she,
the interviewer
Joe?
Was like, she was like, well, you date white women. Oh. And he was like, no. Hold up. I love white women. But like I said, cultural equity.
Mm.
Like he
gonna take himself out the game.
I know.
Yes.
Himself out the game.
So Nick's baby mom is a white chick.
She's
she
not
ain't one of us.
She's okay, she's Guatemalan.
Okay. Yeah.
All
right.
They all look alike.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
She's
yeah.
Guatemalan. And oh, wow. Yeah, she's like Miss Guatemalan or some shit.
Oh,
she's
damn.
Like you, yeah, one of them, yeah. So she's like a little model, whatever. But yeah, so he was trying to say, I love white. He said, I love white women, but like I said, cultural equity. Wow. So he's saying that he, you know, has cultural equity as well, like Big Boi does. So it's okay. So what do you think about
that's
that?
That's an interesting one.
I
got to hear that interview.
Yeah. Oh, wait, hold on. I have it. I'm going to send it to you right now.
I feel like I'm going to send it to you. Nick and Big Boi is on the same.
Yeah.
Same cultural equity.
I'm going to send this to you, Tariq.
I got to get a taste of that. I got to see what
he's
talking
about. Yeah, here's
the interview
right here. Look.
Hold on, let me see. Hold on. Oh, it's on TMZ?
Yeah, it's on Raquel.
Okay, let me try to play it on the show.
Yeah,
I don't want
to play it on there.
Let me see what it says. Okay.
Yeah,
I gotta hear it.
We
gotta
hear it, yeah.
So,
okay.
Oh, goddamn, Layla. Fucking the flow up here. Bree. Okay.
No, it's a good interview though.
Okay.
It's crazy that
Bree, what else is happening out here?
So a 27-year-old man was arrested in Utah on Saturday after threatening to shoot up a public place,
mm-hmm.
claiming that he would shoot only women.
I think I heard about that. What's up with that?
Christopher Wayne Cleary wrote on Facebook, I never had a girlfriend before and I'm still a virgin. This is why I'm planning on shooting up a public place soon and being the next mass shooter because I'm ready to die.
Oh, my God.
And Lord. All the girls that turn me down is going to make it right by killing as many girls as I see. There's nothing more dangerous than a man ready to die.
God damn, nigga. Somebody get that nigga some pussy. So
27-year-old white man.
God wow. damn.
All the free pussy walking around here.
Yeah. Now, look, right now on Twitter, people are upset with Taraji P. Henson.
What happened?
They're upset with her because Taraji was on her Instagram story and she made an implication. She was on her Insta story, and she was showing the Mute R. Kelly hashtags all over the place, and then she started looking up Mute Weinstein, and she couldn't find it. So she's implying, basically, why aren't the Weinsteins and all these people, why isn't there a movement against the white ones? I think that's what she's implying.
I mean, she's making a good point.
She's like making a damn good point.
Like, what the fuck
she's making a damn good point. That's what the First Them movement is. The right. First Them movement
and
is all about that.
I wonder why you're getting pushback for that.
But because, right. Yeah. Boy, the Me Too people are very mad at the First Them movement because it's fucking up their little money. They get paid to take the focus off the white predators and focus only on black people. That's what they get paid to do. First Them, we want all of the people to be prosecuted. We want them all to be accountable. Don't skip over people based on race.
Yeah, exactly.
So what are they getting so upset about?
Right.
That we're attacking these white predators. Yeah. Think about that. They're getting upset that we are attacking white predators. Think about that.
Yeah.
And the reason they're mad is because it's fucking with their money.
Yeah.
And anybody who attacks those white predators, all of a sudden, it's a problem. So now they're going in on Taraji P. Henson for attacking white predators.
What are they saying on there? Let me see.
What are they? Just look at Twitter. She's trending on Twitter right now. She's trending under Chris Brown.
Wow, that's crazy.
So they're mad because she's targeting white predators.
She didn't say, don't mute R. Kelly. She just said, mute Harvey Weinstein,
yeah,
too.
What's up with Harvey Weinstein? Good? Yeah, absolutely.
What you doing?
Absolutely.
I hope they don't try to blackball her or do nothing.
No. We're going to hold her down. Yeah, she's doing her thing. But,
okay.
You know, even she was, there was a management company. She was represented by a white dude, Vincent. I can't pronounce his last name for nothing. But he had to shut his company down because he was a talent agent who was sexually assaulting so many black female actresses.
Mm.
So this happens to a lot of sisters. So we should be looking at some of those guys and seeing what they're doing.
Right.
And we should look at these Negroes who are paid by these white women's groups and by these other white organizations to take the focus off the white predators. That's very important to point out, and that's very important to acknowledge.
I wonder how she had a situation.
And they said they came for Erica, too.
Yeah, because Erica was like, you know, let's pray for R. Kelly or whatever.
He's an artist. I know how to separate the two.
Right, and they were going in on her. But I hate these phone lines. But yeah, they were going in on Erykah Badu. And what's interesting, Negroes will let a white cop or somebody white shoot their family, and you'd be the first one out there forgiving them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, Erykah was like, you know, I'm going to pray for the guy. You know, she it was innocent. She wasn't justifying anything.
Right.
My thing is, why? Okay, because the argument is that the society tears black men down, and men been doing this over and over. I get all of that shit. But it still does not take away from the fact that he did that shit,
right?
And had sex with little ass girls. Like, why do people forget that part?
People don't forget. That's the thing. Nobody's really. None of this is about anybody supporting R. Kelly. Everybody's argument is like, okay, R. Kelly was arrested. People keep saying he got a pass. He didn't get a pass. R. Kelly actually did get arrested for that shit. He got charged. He went to court, so he didn't get a pass. So do everybody like that. Don't just ignore all of these people and just be like, okay, let's do something else to R. Kelly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's the whole argument with everybody.
Yeah,
so
that's crazy.
Yeah, that shit is crazy. Let me see. Let me get this phone line cracking one more time.
I'm still thinking about that irritable bile syndrome. Can we get him back?
Hell no.
This nigga. My man had an issue.
This nigga. What's up? Who's calling? Yo, hello.
Hey, what's up, ladies? And what's up, Tyler?
Hey.
Yeah, what's up?
What's on your mind, brother?
Hey, how everybody doing?
Everybody
good. Hey, quick question, man. In the process of us being, you know, going through this war, what would be the best way to get these coons? Like, what should be the best disciplinary action for them after we find out that they're coons?
Yeah, well, this is why we need institutions. We need institutions in order to reward and punish people. Because the thing is, coons get rewarded by the dominant white society. And that's their incentive to be coons. See, we need to have more institutions where we can inflict rewards and punishment. So that's why when we start building things, we'll have a better system to vet folks. So it's all about building our own institutions. But thank you for the call. Let me get some more calls before. What's up? Who's calling? Shit. Hello, who's calling?
Yes, how you doing? This is Jonathan calling from Miami.
What's up, John in Miami? How you doing? Bree was just down there in Miami.
I was.
Yeah.
Getting it in.
You know him,
she had
now?
Probably had her nice Cuban down there, Cuban
damn.
Man.
On the low.
On the low. Yeah, she came in here smelling like Goya powder, so I knew something was happening down there. Shit. So what's up, brother?
Yeah, so I just wanted to chime in about Kamala Harris, you know. Running for president, and I kind of want to make sure that us as black people understand that her and Trump's Treasury of the Secretary, Steve Mnuchin, were in cahoots back when she was the Attorney General because she refused to prosecute him, his One West Bank, before illegal foreclosures. And then as Attorney General as well, she did a lot of separation of black families. So I just, and in a speech here at Howard University, she claimed that she was Indian. So she is, you know, already making these, you know, already is in, and she got money from Steve Mnuchin too. She's the only senator to get $2,000 from Steve Mnuchin.
Okay. So yeah, she
was Trump's. Secretary of the Treasury.
Yeah, yeah. So she's claimed a whole bunch of stuff. Yeah, so she was really claiming that Indian thing for a minute. And now they're talking about that African-American. Yeah. That's bullshit. But yeah, but thank you for the call, brother. Real talk. Man, exactly. Man,
man, y'all put her ass right on blast. Yes, like, indeed. Yes, she ain't made that announcement 24 hours
ago. Hell yeah, people pulling out all the receipts because people been watching her for a minute. So the receipts are coming real heavy. So, Layla, what else is happening out here in the streets, young lady?
Yeah, I'm going to talk about, it's a really dope painting that Tupac did in 1995. It's actually a painting letter that he wrote to his girlfriend, and it's like him hitting it from the back on the couch. I'm going to show you this painting. Damn. Anyway, the painting just went up for auction for $21,000. To a older wealthy man in his 60s. He wanted it. And here's the painting. Okay. He actually did that in jail.
God
and
damn.
And sent that letter to his girl.
You sure Frank
Hilarious. Her name was Desiree Smith at the time.
Okay.
And he drew that and he sent it to her and now it's on auction. Somebody paid
$21,000.
Oh, probably old white man. I don't know
what
he know. Went with
that's,
it. But...
that's freaky as hell. That's freaky as hell.
He's
What's
talented.
Freaky about it?
I mean, he's fucking a chick from the back. I mean, he's...
Oh.
He drew that and sent it to his girl, like, I miss you and all that. He's so talented, man.
I know, right?
All the good ones gone, man.
God damn.
So talented.
Man.
I think he's still alive, though, for real.
Oh, really?
My cousin does, too.
I really think Tupac is still alive.
Where do you think Tupac living, Layla?
I mean, I don't know. Wakanda in this... I don't think
she said somebody that was close to his camp be saying little shit.
I think he's out the country. Maybe Mexico.
But y'all don't know.
Oh, look.
I think Tupac is alive.
Tupac had autopsy pictures of his body cut open
you
and
shit.
You
think he did?
That was fake.
Oh, Lord.
I think those pictures are fake.
I don't believe he's dead, guys. Let's get him on
Lord,
Ism.
Lord.
I'm just joking. Just kidding.
Bring everybody back to Ism.
No.
Lord.
Nah, yeah.
Tupac
here.
Gone.
Yeah, what about all that Machiavelli stuff?
Well, yeah, he recorded a bunch of
and
shit.
And what if he just come 2020, he coming back?
Oh, please.
I think he's coming back 2020.
Lord, he's gone.
Ask the chat room.
That would be dope as
2020? And cool. Be president.
Okay. Bye, Layla.
Shut up, Tori.
Lord.
Get out of here, you damn nigga.
For both of y'all ass. Both the asses out of here with that bullshit.
That shit would be crazy. He's like, I'm coming back 2020. Who else in the chat room agree with me?
Y'all help me get these women off the Red Bulls. They've both been drinking the Red Bulls.
Wait, did y'all see the girl that got drugged in the club in Atlanta?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Oh, the Facebook Live.
He raped her in the club.
Yeah, that was some real fuck nigga shit right there.
How did they tape that? Who taped that?
She was online.
And they said, somebody said they saw the pill in her drink. Like, yeah. He roofied her.
Oh.
And you could tell her mood changed slowly but surely. She's like, help me. Somebody help me. Her words got more and more slurred.
Yeah.
And she was going more and more out of it. And alcohol don't do that to you. Not that damn fast.
Yeah.
And he's literally having sex with her.
Yeah.
And nobody sees it.
I mean, it's like on a dance floor.
They like up against the bar.
Yeah.
So it just looked like they dancing. But then at one point, the phone went so far down that her dress was all the way up and she didn't have any panties on.
Oh,
wow,
my God.
Wow.
Hopefully,
man.
He go to jail. I mean, they got it all on tape.
And then he going to go and do an interview with somebody and say, she wanted that to happen because for her ex-husband. She wanted to get back at her ex-husband.
Oh, my God.
What so it was hell? A setup.
Oh, damn.
Because the girl, she went in and made a statement on Facebook because, like, I need some privacy right now. You know, everything is cool. Can y'all just leave me alone in this moment? I'll get back to y'all. You know, one of those type of statements. But if you were being raped in the club, you know what I'm saying, outside of your will, you're going to be like...
Oh, damn.
That's why I don't take drinks from people. I hate when dudes hand me a drink. You know what I did before? I spilt it on purpose. Like,
yeah.
Oh, I spilled my drink. Could we go get another one? And
yeah,
I need
we
to
go
see.
Get it. Yeah.
I need to see that drink.
His dirty dog
damn,
ass.
Damn, that's dirty nigga shit right there.
That?
Yeah, man.
Damn, he looked creepy as hell behind her. If this girl is saying, help me, and you going to keep having sex with...
They're devils, girl. They
man, there's some dusty niggas out here
dusty
doing that
fuck.
Type of fuck shit.
Are they using protection?
Black,
is
it
they,
has oh, been in the club. God. And in that club, it happened in is Opera in Atlanta. It's like Midtown.
Oh, shit. Yeah. That's my
shit
favorite
happened.
Club.
Dude, so much bad shit happened to me when I went to Opera when I was in Atlanta.
Remember we was going to go there? Did we go there? We was going to go there.
When I went one
we
time,
went
it was like some type of Valentine's Day something, some type of something. And Trey Songz was performing. It got shot up while
God
I was there.
Damn.
I did a fashion show there. That got shot up another time while I was there. It was called something else, though.
Did we go to opera when we were down
we
there?
We were going to go.
Where did we end up going?
We went.
It's called something else.
We went and left. We went and left, I believe.
We went to opera and left? All those clubs are kind of around each other, right?
Yeah, it was in Midtown. And remember, we rode up by there and we're like, and then you're like, so the guy wants us to go somewhere else. We was going to go there, yeah.
What was that club we went to? That little spot?
It started Aura. I think Aura, it was okay. Aura. Okay. Aura. Yeah. Yeah. Can't believe we got this fool off.
I know.
He was acting like an old-ass man, too.
I was chilling. He went to the second spot.
Brent being nice.
He did.
I was chilling. Shit, what
was
I supposed to
do? Dancing and shit. Yeah. Having a good time. Now you don't remember.
Dancing like a two-step.
You was dancing too.
It was an old
now
ass.
Now she don't remember.
It was a two-step.
Y'all.
It was an old Charlie Murphy two-step.
Man.
The motherfucking amnesia that Layla gives when she comes and sit in this chair. Lord.
I know. Man. Anyway, Layla, what else is happening? Let's see if you can remember some shit.
I don't know. What's going on? Oh, hold on. Give me a second. Give me a second.
If you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready, Layla.
Oh, you know what's going on?
What's going on?
What's up with the Ja Rule situation? That's still popping up. Did y'all hear about the Ja Rule situation about the Bahamas? He owes, like, this event some money.
The Fry event?
Yeah, it was an event that went down, and it went bad down there. And it's a restaurant owner, and she had to, like, shell out a lot of money for the event. And she had to end up starting a GoFundMe. To get her money back. Ja Rule owes somebody $100,000. Dang it. Okay, that's borderline.
What's up? Who's calling?
What's up, Tyreek? What's up, Layla? Tyreek. Lola. I mean,
Lola.
Layla
who the fuck is Lola? Lola.
Jeez.
Hey.
What's up, brother?
Hey, you should know better than this. I don't know if y'all saw the video about what we were just talking about.
Yeah, the girl that got raped in the club.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah, her friend said she didn't get raped. I got to look at the whole video. It's like 30 minutes long. That girl didn't get raped. And that girl was just freak dancing all over him. He ain't put. You say he ain't even, you know, right now they're trying to get him for sexual assault. Then she rekindled her statement saying she didn't get raped. Okay. Her friend's online telling her she didn't get raped. And Tariq, I know you know better than believe the media.
Not the media. I saw the video.
The video looks like he's having sex with her.
Yeah, the video.
This guy 6'4", you think he putting his penis in her short behind?
Hell yes!
You can fuck a short woman? I mean, damn, nigga.
Man, this dude, Tariq, you standing with a Tariq, you spot 7 foot yourself. You standing with a little girl. You know how you got to do to get in that?
Yeah,
you don't
it's
know
possible.
A little girl could have some tall ass heels on.
It's very possible, sir.
Like, I hate the fact that everybody always try to denounce somebody claiming rape.
Right.
What would be her purpose in claiming that they made rape?
It's not like
y'all keep saying y'all see we believe what we see on TV. We saw the video. It looked like
he's not a famous dude. Like, what she got to?
Her friends in front of her recording saying they didn't have sex.
This is homie.
Wait, do you know the nigga? Because you down in Atlanta. Do you know that dude?
Hey, I live in Atlanta. Club Hopper goes down all the time.
Right, but you must know that. You must know that dude. You must know him. Do you know the dude? Because you know how tall a nigga is and everything. You know a lot of information, dude. You know a lot of information. Is that your homie? Or is nigga, is this you? You the nigga? Hold on. He just, I didn't fuck that. I mean, he didn't do all that. I mean, I didn't stick my dick. I mean, he didn't do that. He didn't stick his, you that nigga. Is that you, nigga?
That's him.
It's him.
Atlanta's small.
I didn't rape. I mean, he didn't do nothing. A buck in his eyes. Get off the phone. All right, nigga, get out of here. That nigga got real defensive.
Sure
where the hell was that from, my nigga?
Wow.
God, you really think he's gonna do that? Yeah.
How you gonna fuck? How I'm gonna do that? I mean, how you gonna fuck somebody
like
that low?
Shit he's saying don't even make sense.
It don't make sense.
Man,
makes
brother.
No fucking sense. That shit sounds stupid.
Damn, my God. Anywho. Wow.
Oh, what would Lord. Be her purpose in doing that?
Right, it's not like he's a understand. Famous celebrity that she's, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Why would she do that? That's crazy
wow,
as fuck.
Wow, wow, wow. Anyway,
that was that nigga.
He sound like he looked like him, too.
I know. Oh, my God. Anyway, well, listen, we got to get out of here, guys. We got to roll up out of here.
Did y'all see the Oscar nominations, though?
No.
Yeah,
you know,
Black Panther.
On there.
Yeah.
On.
Oh, hell yeah. About time. Are they going to win, though?
They might get that.
Yeah. If Bill Street Could Talk, have y'all saw that movie?
I haven't seen it. What's that about?
I don't know. I have to watch it. Yeah, just keep bringing all these damn awards and being nominated.
A lot of awards, yeah.
It's a lot of black folks in it, so it must be some LGBT stuff in there.
Oh, you silly as hell.
Yeah, when they get you get a black movie with that you ain't never heard of that's getting an Oscar nomination, it's something going on in
there. Did that Spider-Man movie, the black Spider-Man, get any nominations?
No, Black Klansman did.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
Did you see that?
I saw it. I liked it.
How was that?
It was good.
It got nominated for Best Picture.
You know, the guy who played the lead, I didn't know that's Denzel Washington's son.
Really?
Yeah, I did not know that. I learned that later. That's Denzel Washington's son.
That's crazy.
Yes, I'm rooting for everybody black.
Yeah, I know.
Me too.
I know. But anyway, what y'all doing this week, guys?
I don't know. What are we doing this week? I play my shit by ear, but
I love this.
Y'all be doing.
Layla sound like a drug dealer.
I know.
I'm playing my shit by ear. If it's a drug deal popping off,
you dig?
No, we going to eat later.
Yes.
Me, Bree, and Fatima
having Taco Tuesday. SWB. I gotta go to the taco spot. They go to this taco spot all the time.
That shit is fire. Bomb.
You know who I had? Fire. That actor, Danny Trejo.
Oh, yeah.
Have you had his stuff before?
Yeah, I've had
I had that for the first time the other day.
Was it good?
That shit was good.
Trails is good.
It's good.
What about the donut shop?
Is it better than the taco place y'all go to?
No.
It's not. I got to go to that place.
Oh, wow. It's not better than that? I never had Trails.
No, it's just
cool. Yeah, Cactus is. Ooh,
I'm going to R&B Skate Night tomorrow. I know that much.
Oh, shit. Where's that?
At World on Wheels.
I haven't been to World on Wheels since I was 16. Shit.
It's been a minute.
They got a little R&B session. That should be nice.
Really? Is that every Wednesday?
It is, I think.
Oh my God, I'm gonna have to.
Yeah, I'm going to the Tyler Perry play tomorrow.
Are you really?
Are you in Tyler Perry play?
No, I ain't in it, but I'm going.
Are you a stand-in?
No, Lord.
Damn.
Do your best, my dear.
I know.
Do your best,
I ain't a little goddamn, my dear. But yeah, I'm taking my mom to the Tyler Perry thing.
Oh, that's sweet. Your mom lives here?
Yeah, I moved my mom out here. My mom lives right around the corner from my ass.
Aww.
Yeah, so she be looking at all that shit on OWN, all them Tyler Perry shows.
Yep.
Live and what's that? What's them shows on there? The have and the have nots. She be looking at all them old janky ass shows.
My mama watched that show too. She be like, you watch the have and the have nots. I'd be like, hell no.
Yeah.
Is that the only one? It's only one show? How many shows?
No, he's doing like a bunch of them this week.
Out here?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
I wish I could afford it.
Yeah.
I want to go. It's probably too late, huh?
You probably can get, because we got the last few tickets that were available for tomorrow. But
are the tickets expensive?
They're not that bad. No,
really?
No.
Okay.
Not that bad at all. Yeah.
See, I've never been to a Madea play.
Can I go with you?
Can I go, Tyree?
It's coming.
Can I get somebody?
She gonna have a rental spool's idea when she gets off.
I know.
I got an idea.
Wash your tires.
Yeah.
Me, you, Bree, and Fatima, we all go together. We get some footage of Madea.
Layla, you know, I got an idea. We should do a play ourselves. You did?
And charge $250 a seat. That's how you fill it up.
I'm like Soulja Boy. I'm thinking, oh, God, it's
burning up in here.
I know, Fatima got it so damn hot up in here.
Sweating.
Anyway, y'all, we're going to get out of here. Layla, what's your Instagram?
It's at Miss Layla Lopez.
Ooh, seriously?
Yes.
Yes. MSLAILALOPZ.
And Bree, what is yours, dear?
It's Bree.AriRiera.
Yes, indeed. And I am at Tariq Elite on Instagram, and you guys go to ismradio.com, get the Ism Angels book, go to minkslide.com to get the Mink Slide album, go to hiddencolorsfilm.com to get Hidden Colors 1, 2, 3, and 4, and we are going to holla.
Peace.